listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. We're going to let a song run here for just a moment. We're going to be right back. We're looking to get Daniel Diaz on the phone, so just stand by.
Wonder, still and silent, heaven's brilliance from above, light of glory, pierce the darkness, mercy pierce my heart with love. This is Jesus, King of glory, here to rescue from the foe. Son of God who comes to save us, Prince of peace and Lord of all. Could fathom God would leave his holy throne for a manger, for a sinner, for us all to be his own. This is Jesus, King of glory, here to rescue from the foe. Son of God who comes to save us, Prince of peace and Lord of all.
All right, and that was We Are Messengers song, This Is Jesus. Sounded like a hymns part of that song, and great, great song. Daniel Diaz, we have you online now, I think.
Yes, you do.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, and it is Wednesday. Did things cool off a little up your way?
Yeah, it's pretty nippy.
Well, we want to congratulate you. Understand you had your grand opening yesterday up at your physical store, and congratulations on that. That's great.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, it was great. I had my partners come in from out of town for the grand opening, and we it was busy from pretty much when we opened till late afternoon, but it was great.
Yeah, I have one big disappointment. I was wanting to make it up there. I wanted to put 10 of these silver dollars into my savings, but I didn't make it. So, you know, you had some great deals for people that stopped in yesterday. That was pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great deal. 10 ounces of silver at spot, which spot means that's the price of silver at the time, and 10 ounces of silver bars, so 20 total per person. So we had some people coming in with their wives buying 20 of each, so it was a great deal for everybody.
It really was, really was. So when you're running some kind of a deal again, you know, make sure I know about that, because I want to get up there and see your place, and real excited for you. Great to see the doors are open. Why don't you give the address? Someone is going to want to know how they can get a hold of you after they listen in a little bit of what we're going to be sharing this morning.
Yeah, the address is 1128 U.S. Highway 1 in Sebastian, Florida. It's in the same plaza as Vic's Italian Restaurant. It's called Washington Plaza.
So Sovereign Gold and Silver Exchange, what exactly can someone expect to be able to do coming into your store? And
Yeah, when you come in, you'll be able to see our showroom with some of the products that we have available for sale. We don't put everything out for security reasons. And not only that, we also pride ourselves on educating our customers on why they should be saving in gold and silver. We have actually a lot of first-time gold and silver buyers. We call them stackers. Who just want to know, you know, why they should be doing it, what they should be buying, and we just try to educate people the best that we can. We did our live YouTube show last night for Citizens for Sound Money, and we kind of discussed how, you know, how it's an extension, the coin shop, even though it's a separate entity. It's kind of an extension of our mission of promoting the use of sound money and protecting people's rights to do so. So if we're, as an organization, making gold and silver legal tender, creating educational content for the public, you know, people are going to come to us, obviously asking us, you know, where should we buy? So out of that, I just felt it just made sense to sell gold and silver, and while educating people to get gold and silver in the hands of as many people as possible. Started off as a hobby, then a side hustle, and then it's now a full-blown business. So it's you'll be able to get a full education and some of the best prices in the area. Even online, if you're shopping, we compete with the online retailers. And we also provide, I used to be a stockbroker financial advisor, so I also provide financial advice to our customers when they come and ask for it.
So you had a great grand opening. That's fantastic, and we're so blessed to have you as a friend and partner with us here at WCNO. And I was reading this morning, and I came across this verse as I was just reading the scriptures this morning from Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, and it says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts."
Amen.
That tells me God is into silver and gold.
Yes, he is. If I'm not mistaken, silver and gold are mentioned a few hundred times in the scriptures. And it isn't just physical gold and silver. He also compares our souls to the refining of gold and silver.
There you go.
Which is definitely a process that you have to go through the fire, get the impurities out to be refined and purified. So that's the whole sanctification process.
All right. So you may have some hot topics you want to bring in today. I know that people are questioning what's happening. The other day, I guess silver, maybe gold as well, had a pretty significant pullback and then rebounded some. What's happening?
Yeah. So what's happening with the volatility? There's a few things. First, the bullion banks, COMEX, LBMA, and large trading firms, they increased the margin calls required, meaning that for every gold and silver contract that somebody takes out, they now require more cash to have in their accounts, which either means people need to deposit more cash to keep those contracts, or they need to liquidate their gold and silver options and futures contracts, which is what puts a lot of pressure, selling pressure. It's a tactic that those banks have used when there's a lot of shorts. A short means that people are betting that gold and silver is going to decrease in price. And to add more liquidity into the system, the futures and options system, they increase these margin calls. So that's a way that historically they've kept the price of gold and silver down. But it's not working the same. In the past, when these banks would increase margin calls like that, it would take weeks, maybe even months, for silver to recover. Now it's recovering within 30 minutes to a day.
And yeah, it's hours.
Fluctuating back and forth. And what's happening is there's a disconnect between the futures contract and physical demand. So if you go online and search bullionprices.com and you just click on any product, and you look at what the premium that dealers are charging, the premiums are increasing. That happens when demand is really high and they're starting to see pressure and trying to get inventory into their stores because of the demand. So there's a disconnect between the physical demand and the paper trading. And that's really how the markets work. They aren't really connected. The physical demand is really high, and so is the contracts, the futures contracts. But the futures contracts is how they price gold and silver. So when we say spot just means the expected price of gold and silver 30 days from now. So that is what the spot price is. It isn't the actual physical price. So there are reports that in China, silver is trading at about $120, $125. When you look at the Shanghai exchange, Shanghai is the Chinese COMEX event, essentially bullion bank. They're even more expensive than the U.S. They're in the high 70s, mid 80s. And the Western prices are lagging. So there's people doing arbitrage between the Eastern and Western prices. But physical demand is definitely higher. And a big part of that is because there is more demand over the last 5 years than there has been silver mined. That's the first time we had such a large deficit. It's 115 million ounces of silver deficit compared to what they're using in the industry, what they're using in electronics and the medical field, solar panels, in industry versus what is being replenished. So that is finally catching up to the silver prices, and that's why we're seeing it skyrocket the way it is.
Okay, you know, when I talk with you, there's all kinds of things going off inside my head, and I'm sure there's a lot that you can cover. I know you're involved in educating and equipping people to make good decisions with the resources they have. And when you're talking about gold and silver, there's a lot of passion in your communication, and that's one of the reasons why I really like to talk with you. I'd like you just to kind of introduce again, because we always have a new audience. We have people that listen every week. We have new listeners every week. What is your background, and how did you end up coming to this? Just give us that little thumbnail introduction of who Daniel Diaz is.
Yeah, so I'm a first-generation Cuban-American. So I was raised hearing stories about how in Cuba my family had land, property, businesses, and that was all taken away. And in 1967, my grandfather basically broke communist law by paying for extra rations to feed the family. And in every communist country, there are informants on every block and every building, condominium building, where the communist informants tell the police whether or not you're breaking party rules. Well, paying extra money when everything is rationed to get extra meat is against the law. So the police came, arrested my grandfather, threw him in jail, and when he was released, he told my family we needed to leave the country ASAP. So they got a visa, they got to the airport, and when they got to the airport, the government literally confiscated everything except the clothes on my family's back. And if it wasn't for friends and family in the U.S., my family would have been homeless and have nothing. So from the 60s, my grandfather used his construction background, eventually bought a pickup truck, started pouring cement in Miami, and from the 60s to the 70s and the 80s, he built a construction company, so he retired in his 50s and left my family an inheritance. So I was grateful for the opportunities that the United States provided my family when everything was taken away from them. And I dedicated my life to preventing what happened to my family's country to happen in my country, and I got involved in politics very young. And then I took a sabbatical from politics, got into finance, insurance, later a stockbroker. I hated the greed of Wall Street so much, I went back into politics. And during COVID, I got into cryptocurrency, and because I realized that I've never been a big fan of government and government controlling people, and I saw crypto as a way to free people to spend their economic energy any way that they please without a third party. Well, during that crypto phase, I started a crypto mining company, in crypto consulting company. FTX happened. The whole system kind of collapsed. I closed my business, but I got into gold and silver. And I started an NFT, which is a digital asset backed by gold and silver. And I wanted to provide people with a yield where they could earn Bitcoin and digital gold every month. But to get around the securities requirements, the Howey test, it's called, it has to be the effort of the investor so that that we wouldn't have to register as a security, the NFT. So the way we did that was we wanted to create a learn-to-earn system where people would learn financial literacy and sound money principles. And I knew about financial literacy because I was a stockbroker and I was in crypto, but I didn't know anything about gold and silver. So I reached out to an organization called Citizens for Sound Money to be my education partner. Well, when they interviewed me, there was a piece of legislation in Texas that was trying to make gold and silver legal tender. And I offered my services for free. I'm like, hey, I lobbied in Austin, Texas. Let me reach out to my contacts and see what's going on with the bill. And they were so impressed with my ability to reach out and lobby that they offered me a position as legislative director in May of 2023. And then 5 months later, they asked me to become the executive director of the organization. And since then, when I started with C4SM, there were only 5 states that made gold and silver legal tender. And as of today, 11 states have passed legal tender legislation. And we're looking at least 25 to 30 additional states that are looking to push some type of legislation to make gold and silver legal tender to give people the option to save their economic energy, the wage that they receive when they go to work, and something that isn't going to lose value, gold and silver. And by making it legal tender, it elevates gold and silver to the same status as the dollar. So that's I guess, a quicker way of getting into it. I got a lot more details if I really wanted to, because the whole show could just be my story.
Yeah, well, that is it's very informative. And I know I'm sitting here with David and Karen in the studio today, and they're much much sharper than I am in regards to this. So they may want to jump in here with some questions. But
yeah, absolutely.
I'm not that sharp. I appreciate the thought. But
Karen.
I'm equally not as
equally
sharp.
Not that sharp.
No, well, just like listening.
The illustrations that you give in reference to the dollar bill as a paper dollar bill versus an ounce of gold or silver and what's happened historically is very convincing. So I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that are just thinking back in the day, and I think back in the day when if you had $500-$600 you could buy a good car. I was in high school at that time. If you had $1,500, you could buy a car that was maybe 2-3 years old that was in really good shape. And today, that's not the case. And thinking about property where lots were $1,500, $800, $1,500, a buildable lot, Martin County back at that time. And $5,000 would have been a real expensive lot. You know, today you can't even touch anything for that. And, of course, that's happened, I guess, across our nation. So I'm sure we have a lot of listeners today.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, and that's the number one way that I share what's happened to the dollar. In my wallet, I carry a gold and silver certificate. And back in the day when our currency was backed by real money, you can go into the bank, drop down a $20 gold certificate or a $1 silver certificate, and they would give you basically just shy of an ounce of gold and just shy of an ounce of silver for the silver certificate and a gold certificate. Today, you need, let's say, about $64 to buy the exact same silver dollar that you could have received with one one dollar bill or one silver certificate. And let me do the math now for the 20. So 4,300 divided by 20. And you would need 215 $20 bills to buy the exact same ounce. Mm. So it's a stark difference. And that just shows you how paper currency has been devalued over time because inflation, the simplest definition of an inflation is the printing and the expansion of the currency supply. And when you don't have limits and restraint on the government with hard money, which is gold and silver, sound money, then you have the essentially the printing press paying for everything from social welfare programs to endless wars. And an example I like using was back in the day when fiat currency didn't really exist. When a monarch or government wanted to go to war, they'd have to either collect taxes to pay for that war, or they would issue war bonds. And then the citizenry, if they support the war, they'd buy the war bonds, turn in their gold and silver so they can pay for the military-industrial complex. And there, that was the limit. That was the check against the monarchy or the check against the sovereign government. Because if the people didn't want the war, they wouldn't buy war bonds. And if they refused to pay taxes, well, there's obviously consequences for that. But, you know, if it wasn't a just war, there would be issues. So by getting rid of hard money, where the government is completely unrestrained in printing debt and having these endless wars and having these endless social programs. And it's just an unjust system. And that's why gold and silver is also called honest money. It restrains the power of government. It keeps the government accountable, and it forces them to have a budget and meet that budget, because you can't just print gold and silver into oblivion if they spend too much money in their fiscal budgets. There is restraint. Now there is no restraint, and that's why we have these endless wars. That's why we have these endless social programs. In fact, the entire concept of a central bank was something that Karl Marx floated around and socialists and communists, so that they can steal the wealth of the people and print currency into oblivion. So there's a lot of philosophical reasons why this current monetary system is just unjust. And I mean, it also creates usury when you can charge 32% on credit cards or 25% on loans. In a gold and silver system, you couldn't do that. You couldn't print 20-30% more gold and silver. You know, the interest rates were much lower. I mean, right now we're in a society that's completely filled with usury. And gold and silver is called honest money because it keeps everybody honest in the free market and government and individuals.
Okay, I have in front of me a receipt because our Sherry was able to make it up to your grand opening. And I'm just looking, you were explaining what spot means, because, you know, in the news they talk about buying at spot, where the spot is. You can go online, it shows you where spot is. And for your grand opening, you were actually selling American Silver Eagles for spot, right?
Yeah. 100%.
So that was like 76.21 yesterday. What is that silver eagle selling for today?
That silver eagle is selling for $6.50 over spot. And right now, that would put it at a little over $79 a coin. Silver has gone down a little bit today. And it's been a pretty volatile. But yeah, I mean, the spot price is going up. I think I was it with you I was talking to or mentioned on the show. I don't know. I've been talking to a few people today. The silver demand has been increasing. Premiums have been increasing. So just for example, Monday of last week, I was selling a silver Eagles at only $3.50 over spot. And we have to check prices every day because the industry is constantly adjusting to the supply and demand in the industry. So right now, I was selling regular rounds, silver rounds that aren't minted by a sovereign government at $2. Now, silver rounds are at $4 over spot because wow. The industry, the demand is much higher.
Okay.
So there is there's quite a bit of fluctuation, and people are buying like crazy trying to protect themselves.
So I had some questions about the gold backs. Now, there are not silver backs, right? Just gold backs.
Well, there are silver backs, but silver backs are more for as a collectible.
Okay.
Versus gold backs. Gold backs are meant more to be spent and used in a sound money monetary system.
Okay, so I'm not holding a lot here, but I have some one halves. These are a means of doing business with an actual, it looks like a bill, slightly smaller than a standard dollar. But these have the metal in them, right? So a one gold back, what is that?
A one gold back, the denomination on the currency represents the percentage of a thousandth of an ounce. So one gold back is 1/1000th of an ounce. A half gold back is 0.5 1/1000th, and then a tenth, and so forth. So that's what the denomination stands for. And it's 24 karat gold, and it is the most fractional form of gold because right now a lot of people can't afford to buy a 1/10th ounce round or 1/10th ounce gold coin. You're looking at about $480, $490 for a 10th ounce round or coin. And same thing with a gram. A gram of gold is about I haven't looked, but maybe $175, $180. Well, a gold back right now is around $8.50, $8.70, something like that. So you can buy gold for as little as $8. Or if you buy the half gold back, it's half that price. So $4 and, let's say, 25 cents. So gold back, you know, was created so that people can start using real money in their transactions while preserving their purchasing power. The first gold back I ever bought was January of 2023. I paid $3.79. Now it's worth $8 and, let's say, 70 cents. So it's doubled. Yeah. Does that add up? Yeah. It's more than doubled since I first bought it.
And you bought it when?
What gold has done.
When did you buy it?
January of 2023.
Okay. All right. So my question about these gold backs is there is literal gold that's on this currency. Can we call it currency?
I would call it money.
Money. Okay. Gold. Money. Okay. And there are businesses in Florida where you could purchase with this today, right?
Yeah. Actually, the coffee shop down, in my same plaza takes gold backs for food and drinks and services. I signed up 8 businesses locally that take it, and I would say I'm the 9th. I take gold backs too. So, and there's over 4,000 businesses in the United States that take gold backs for the payments of goods and services, and those businesses just keep increasing because gold back is doing and pushing their merchant program to get more merchants on board to accept gold backs.
So this says Florida gold back. Are there other states that have gold backs as well?
Yeah, you have New Hampshire, you have Utah, South Dakota, Arizona, Oklahoma, New Hampshire. I think that's it right now. I know Idaho is coming out, and there's a few states on the short list. Like, I think Missouri is one of the few states that might be getting a gold back as well.
But this could be used as money in those states as well, right?
As long as the merchant accepts it. When we pass legal tender laws, it's not obligatory to accept gold and silver for the payments of goods and services. We wouldn't get any of those laws passed. So it's optional for businesses to accept it. The only state that we force to accept gold and silver is Missouri, but the state is only required to accept digital gold and silver for payments of taxes and debts.
Okay, what happens, anything that gets trafficked is going to suffer some wear over a period of time. I know these are very durable, but what happens when the gold back is wearing out? I mean, does the gold in time actually end up being lost, or the gold back ends up becoming worth nothing, or what happens with that?
So the Alpine Gold and many gold-backed distributors, including gold-backed themselves, if you bring in a gold back that is damaged, they will replace it for you.
Okay.
So you can either mail it to them or bring it into a distributor shop, and they will replace it for you.
Awesome. Awesome. That's really interesting. I've got another question. We're almost out of time, but I do have another question, and hopefully we're going to be able to stay connected as we move into the new year from time to time, maybe not weekly, but maybe once a month or a quarter, you know, just to watch what's going on. But talk just a minute or so about junk silver. Why is junk silver, I've actually seen it under spot for sale. Why is that? What's happening with junk silver?
Well, so that comes into the dynamics of the industry right now. So junk silver used to be sell for a premium, but recently, because of market dynamics, when the price of silver, people are dumping silver, especially constitutional silver, for maybe more for either cash or let's say exchanging it for gold or getting 999 silver. And the refineries are overwhelmed with the amount of sterling silver, junk silver. I call it constitutional silver. And because there's so much of it, refiners, which wholesalers and dealers like myself would send to liquidate, are refusing or limiting how much they will take in. So that translates to dealers like myself or others around the in the industry paying way below spot to take it in because they will have to sit on it. So it's a lot of inventory to sit on for a long time because people aren't buying constitutional silver. So what I'm recommending for people who have constitutional, if you want to just wait, you can hold on to that because what's happening is they're destroying constitutional silver. And they're not going to make any more of it. Whatever's been made is made. The U.S. isn't planning on going back to 90% silver coinage anytime soon. So that means that there's going to be less supply out there, and eventually we'll see a premium, and the refiners are going to catch up. So right now we're selling constitutional silver about $1 back a spot. And I think most dealers are doing around the same, just to try to offload it. And we might even start selling it for less to get it off of our inventory. We just took in hundreds and hundreds of coins. I think we did a count. We have over 850 dimes. We have maybe 200 or 300 half dollars. And this all came in the last few days. And we're probably going to sit on it for a while if we can't find a refiner or a wholesaler to take it from us.
Well, that's very interesting. So people who have the constitutional silver are not going to lose by hanging on to it. It just takes up a lot more room to store, right?
Yeah, and it's good for fractional. Having it as a fractional use, dimes are great. I mean, if you want to do like a sound money farmers market, you know, constitutional silver is great to barter and trade with and use it for money. I mean, I know people that go to the bank and they buy rolls of quarters, dimes, and half dollars. Believe it or not, you can buy rolls of half dollars from the bank, and they're just hunting for silver. So they're paying face value, 50 cents, 25 cents, 10 cents. And, you know, a dime right now is probably worth a little over $4. Even with us paying back a spot, you know, and it's worth it. You find a couple of dimes, maybe one half dollar. I think a half dollar is going for 20-something dollars right now. It pays for the roll, and then you can take the currency back to the bank, and now you profit from the constitutional. So that's called coin hunting. So I know quite a few. I mean, I've only been open unofficially for 2 weeks. Grand opening yesterday. And I know at least 3 or 4 customers that would just go to the bank, buy rolls, hunt for silver coinage, and then send it back to the bank.
And they're still finding some.
Yep.
And what about the 40% versus the 90% in the current sellback being below spot?
Yeah, 40% is probably, I probably sell it for maybe $2 back a spot because people don't buy 40%. It's one. And the two, there's a couple of YouTube videos where dealers give one of the worst coins to buy. Well, the 40% and war nickels. War nickels are only 35% silver, and then you got the 40% constitutional. Those don't sell, so dealers pay a lot less for those.
Gotcha.
And it's the same problem as 90% refiners. That's a lot more waste. So when you refine 35 and 40% silver, you're looking at 60 to 65% other metals that they have to clean out, and that creates more waste. So some of the silver is wasted when you're refining it. So that's another reason why they're not desirable. Dealers. Some dealers don't even accept 40%. So we're accepting it. We're buying it. That's just how the industry works. If there's gold and silver stackers, they love constitutional. I have my personal collection. I have constitutional. I have ounces. I have fractional gold and silver. I just like it. There's also historical, because if you might find a coin that's worth a few thousand dollars, you might have a rare piece of constitutional, maybe like a barber dollar.
Yeah.
That's from a rare mint. So there's also the numismatic side, which is something completely different. That's beyond stacking. That's just people who are collectors who want to collect coins and then get them graded and maybe even sell them on auction. But there's a whole hobby within gold and silver, not just saving the gold and silver, but if you really get into it, you can become a numismatist, which numis is just a Greek word for money. And numismatists are collectors of money, essentially.
Well, if someone had $1,000 in silver at the beginning of this year, we're on the last day of the year here, they would have paid what for it, and what would it be worth today, or what would it be the income percentage? Is it over 100%?
Yeah, you're looking at about 160% increase. So they'd have $2,600, something like that.
$2,600 if they had bought $1,000 worth of silver on the first of this year.
Yep.
That is amazing. And plus you have something in your hand. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you know, one of the things here on Wednesday Live that we're interested in doing is bringing to the attention of our family, really the body of Christ, what's taking place. And, of course, gold and silver's been around a long time, and this isn't something that, we're not making money off of having you on the program here today. The point is, I believe it's important as Christian people to be aware, to learn, to have some personal education, to be able to make wise choices with what God has put in our hand. I do believe it's important that we are good stewards of what the Lord gives us. And so I know at the local bank in a savings account, you certainly did not get that kind of return on your savings over the last year.
Correct. I mean, you might be lucky if you got 3 or 4% at a high interest rate.
Yeah,
here's one story. I have a customer that I sold quite a bit of gold to on the other side of the state, and we discussed in November of last year her rolling over her savings out of bonds into gold and silver. But she was worried about income, and I advised her. I'm like, look, you might not get 6-7% in dollars, but because there's the Alpine Gold that you can lease and get 2% paid in gold, and Kinesis pays a yield in gold, which is less than anywhere from 1 to 2 or 3%. But I said the value increase by selling your bonds and putting it into a gold and silver account would be well over what you're earning in bonds. And those bond dividends have been dropping. So she wanted to do it. She decided not to. And she called me recently, and I told her the numbers. And I said, look, instead of relying on that dividend coming in, you could have just sold the gold and silver, maintained the exact same amount of income. And she's like, well, I would have to pay taxes. I'm like, but silver's up 170% and gold's up 70%. Your dividends were 6% and the value's gone down over the last 3 years, because I did an analysis. I said, you would be making more and you would have more in savings if you did this over a year ago when we first talked. And it finally dawned on her that it isn't the income, because we're so used to thinking in dollar terms. You have to think about preserving your economic energy. She lost, if you want to put it into the terms of sound money, she's lost over 50% of her purchasing power because gold and silver has increased by 100 and let's say average it out over 100%, 110, 20% in gold and silver. So she would have more in savings, and she could have maintained her dividend income. Now, I'm no longer a licensed advisor, so this is just a story. I'm not advising people to do what I just said. I'm just sharing the stats and the numbers. But if they would, if she would have done that, like I did, I sold all my stocks, all my crypto in August of last year when the Federal Reserve cut interest rates, because I saw the writing on the wall, and put it in gold and silver. It was the best decision I've ever made in my financial life, because my savings have more than doubled because it's been over a year. I did that in August, and we're up 170% in silver just since January of this year. And now we're in the last day of the year. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense when you factor in real inflation. That's losing – your dollar is losing, in reality, 10 to 11% year over year compounded. So in 5 years, you're losing 50%. Gold maintains your purchasing power. Silver maintains your purchasing power. You might not get the same yield in dollar terms, but when you're getting a yield in 2%, and then you compound the percentage of increase – I mean, the math is clear.
Daniel, great to have you with us. You're actually talking over our heads a little bit. We have to say, hey, can you dumb it down a little, you know? so,
yeah, or a lot.
You know, a lot of these books have been sold, you know, different things, computers for dummies and such forth. So when it comes to gold and silver, this is a different, it's a whole different thing for people to think about. But we do appreciate having a friend in the kingdom of God that has some insight, understanding. So, Daniel, we'll be in touch. Look to bring you in as we move into the new year as well. God bless you, and may you have favor there with your business. If you'd like, you can give that information one more time.
Yeah, the business is Sovereign Gold and Silver Exchange. Our website is our acronym, SGSE.gold. We just put it up yesterday. We're still getting fine-tuning a few things, so it's a little clunky. But we have our website up, and our address is 1128 U.S. Highway 1 in Sebastian. We're open till 3 p.m. today. We'll be open tomorrow from 11 to 7. And then the nonprofit that I work for is Citizens for Sound Money. You can check us out at Citizens, the number 4, soundmoney.org. Citizens, the number 4, soundmoney.org.
Daniel, God bless. Have an awesome new year, and may the Lord use us in greater ways to encourage, build, equip the body of Christ to be all that we can be for the glory of God.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you, and happy new year, and still Merry Christmas. Christmas last
night. That's right. Still with us.
There you go. Yeah, we're working on the 12 days, right? So that's there. God bless you, Daniel. Take care.
God bless you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in. We're going to be right back. Have an update to share with you, and then we have a little mail here in-house. We'll be back in just a moment.
The angels were summoned by God's command. The verdict delivered for salvation's plan. This day in a manger, as scripture says, the rock of the ages will soon be made flesh.
The time that was chosen by God's perfect will to send our Redeemer must now be fulfilled. The hour appointed has now begun to bring in the Savior. The angels then sung,
glory. With love never greater, to this world he gave his only begotten, that we might be saved.
Forgiveness, compassion, and healing he'll bring to all tongues and nations. This world needs to hear us sing.
Glory.
And a great song there. Jesus, the best gift of all, and that is absolutely the truth. Welcome, John Nelson.
Hi, my brother. How are you guys in the studio today? And what a beautiful morning. I froze to death in the beginning, and I was outside cutting my lawn.
So you start your morning at what time? I know you're out with a group of... 5 o'clock?
Quite early, yeah. 4:35, right in that zone.
But then you get with some other individuals and celebrate freedom, right?
Everyone in this city knows I'm an AA guy, and we got a meeting over by Hudson's in the park for coming up on 6 years since COVID closed the hall. And we've only missed 2 days. One day was 30 and blowing.
Ooh.
With wind chill. The other was the hurricane. The day that hurricane blew through, they kicked us out of the park.
Wow.
I couldn't ask why, but, you know. We couldn't tell law enforcement, though.
Right.
But every day at 7 a.m., we're there, and it's always a blessing to see the what a beautiful sunrise coming up over that river of ours.
Wow. So is coffee available? I mean, this morning it had to be a little chilly. Bring your own. Okay.
We consider doing stuff like that, but in an outside park and gazebo, it's kind of tough.
Yeah. That's not... Okay, so, you know, I was just thinking about that, John, when you're out there, like, in a morning like this, you had some days homeless, didn't you?
You know, I spent years on and off since I came back to Florida 2 weeks after Andrew, and then really went on a struggle off and on for years. I ended up in parks. You know, I ended up in jail 38 times. But, yeah, I did. And, you know, I was leaving the hall yesterday. There's a great newcomer meeting over I go to with my new guys. And that's the first thing I said when I walked outside. I said, you know, it's going to be 38-40 here tomorrow. And I remember sleeping in a restaurant's gazebo area that was closed in with the plastic curtains. It's 38 degrees in February down there in Hollywood Beach, Florida. And that wasn't my only day out in the cold. So, you know, I really just think about the people that are out there struggling. And there's people, you know, we know they're school teachers that live in their cars. You know, 40 degrees is cold.
It is cold.
So, you know, it just puts something on my heart every time it gets cold. I'm like, you know, how are they doing out there today? We just don't have enough housing. You know, affordable housing is just we're in such a mess with affordable housing. And that'll kind of go into what we're going to talk about. When we're talking about the heat and stuff, the trip this last week, you know, we were talking earlier and we never really follow up. This is our 11th year and I'm sitting up in the stadium. You know, we got there on the bus. Coastal was in the studio with us.
John, explain what you're doing, because some listeners, okay, they don't know what we're talking about.
I get ahead of myself. No,
yeah,
mind.
Right.
So we're a 13-year-old 501c3 nonprofit. We started as Families Against Drunk Driving. When opiates came back, we would familiesrecover.org. So we do drug, alcohol, human trafficking awareness and prevention, and then we step in with mostly girls on the streets through law enforcement, try to get them back on track.
He dropped the call.
I did. Let's do your mail, and I'm going to call him right back.
Okay. We've got a letter here. from one of our listeners, and this is from Joe, and he wrote in, thanks for the great work in the ministry that you're all doing. Enclosed, please find a check for my donation pledge of $200. Continue the great work. Your brother in Christ, Joe.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Joe. I think we have John Nelson back with us. John, sorry about that.
Yeah, we had a little glitch out there. My phone decided to hang up on you guys. Can you imagine that? The devil hanging up on such an important phone call.
Yeah. Actually, John, that was my fault. So my name's Jonathan.
In big trouble.
anyway,
we rode down Coastal Bus, who was in the studio. What a wonderful family. They actually came into the stadium with us again this year with their kids. And I'm sitting there, and it was 86 this year. Project Lift brought some boys, and we got to minister to them a little bit. And I'm sitting there looking at all these people. The rest of them I pretty much knew, except for one family that we blessed. And we got to know them a little bit. And I'm seeing these people that I've known for years, people that we've helped and other people have helped. We're not the only ones helping out there, people. Anyway, I'd love to take all the credit, but there's just so many other great outreaches. And I'm looking at these kids with their moms, and I'm looking at these kids with their dads, and I'm just looking at the joy that these kids have in their face. And not only that, to see a parent that came back from the throes, whether it was streets, whether it was jail, whether the addiction took them to the homelessness like me, whatever your story was. And, I actually just sat back and watched in this event, and I'm like, you know what? This is just so cool, because that was me. I got out of jail on the 16th, 23rd of December, the Dunklin Dorman jail, 16 years ago. I couldn't even see my own kids. And, a year later, I had custodial of all of them. If you clean your life up, and I hope there's people out there listening, because we give our phone number, and they have the phone number at the radio station. We're not shy about that. There's a way. These kids need their parents. These kids need their parents, and the parents need the kids. But I had a situation yesterday. A young man's talking to me, and he can't believe that he can't see his kids. And I said, I promise you, if you just get your feet back under you, get away from the substance, because we want it, even in the church, we want it today. We got smartphones. We want our life back.
Everything
today.
Fast.
We want our car back today. We want the house
right.
back today. That just ain't the way it works. If you're anything like me, I came out of jail 16 years ago, went to a halfway house. I didn't have nothing. I had a bike.
Mm.
And then we had to get busy. And that's exactly what we did. But, I've never seen a family in the time that I've been in a recovery since, whether it's the church or in a 12-step program, where the family didn't come back eventually. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. It's in the Bible. So it's just getting people to slow down enough to fix their own issues to where they can actually go back. Like I sat back and watched at the Heat game the other night. What a joy. Mm-hmm. You guys are pastors in there. You guys have stood in congregations and watched families go through stuff. And it just really – and I'm sharing about this yesterday in a group of people. There's about 80 of us talking about stuff for next year. And it's like I was still kind of high from the fact of what that event has taught me. Family value, You can come back. It's in the Bible. Joseph, mm-hmm. David, none of those guys had an easy road. I mean, everyone thinks, they were – big prophets, yeah, they were. They got left for dead, thrown in tunnels, beat to death. We're kind of the same thing. Sometimes we take the long highway and we don't have to. If there's anybody out there struggling today, we have a whole network of treatment centers, and mental health is a big part of this. We're really big with Florida Hospital and Walton and then New Horizons. We can get you right in the door. The thing is don't be ashamed of yourself to make
there
that
you go.
Phone call.
There you go.
Don't be ashamed to make the phone call, no matter who you call. Just call somebody.
Yeah.
And no matter what people are going to say, because family's going to say stuff. We heard them. My family still says stuff to me. My brother, sometimes he'll slip at a wedding or whatever and kind of throw something out there. But I heard him. And I don't take offense to it today, because today I've been healed. God healed me, and I'm not so sensitive about the things I've done. And if anything, and a lot of people are listening right now, I know you can know what I'm talking about, and you may not. I'm not that sensitive little boy that I was. You know, God healed me in a sense where people can say Amen. What they need to say. But I want people to really hear this. I don't regret what I've done because it's made me the person I am today. Now, I regret some of the acts. I regret what I did to the prison system. I regret what I've done to the hospital system. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I've been forgiven. That's behind me. And that's why we always use a windshield as a result, not the rearview mirror. And, you know, right. I just shared about this morning. I tend to look at that rearview mirror, that one little speck back there, instead of looking at the whole picture.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a lot of trauma therapy and stuff. It's, you know, it's a pleasure to be on this radio station. I brag. Coastal wants to come on and talk. You know, they're really out there helping a lot of people. There's a lot of people helping a lot of people.
We're in a great area.
2025.
Great area.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're just so blessed. You know, we're blessed to have a radio station like this, first off. And I tell people straight up, we can talk about the things that are going on street level. I mean, we can't be graphic. We can't go cussing. We got to lose some restraint there. But you guys allow not only me, other people to come on and talk about the tough subjects. Mm-hmm. You know, if your family's torn apart today, if you fix the substance abuse or the mental health, you're going to have your kids back.
There you go.
If you're in an abusive relationship, call me. You got to get away from it. You know, narcissist is a huge problem in addiction. And a lot of people get, I just watched somebody go right back to it. And they're right back in the middle of it, the abuse. You know, some people, you got, getting healed is just the most important part of all of this. And that's not just, it could be food, it could be mental health, it could anything. So I don't know. We're planning a fishing tournament, by the way. My buddy Fano Law, he's been in town for forever, him and his family. Know them well because I've worked on their houses. I called them for a donation. He goes, I'm going to do you one better, because he's huge in the fishing area of this area. He goes, we're going to put on a fishing tournament, and we're going to raise you guys some money.
That's
so
awesome.
He's actually coming on. He's going on our website, Dennis, and I just love the guy to death. He's almost like family. I've known him for so long. But, you know, instead of just saying I'll write you a check for $1,000, let's put on an event. Let's get the Lady Stewart maybe involved, where we can put 40 kids out there,
there you go,
that can't pay to fish.
Yep.
You know, that's the whole thing behind this. You know, we want to fill our pockets because it costs money to do what we need to do. But you can't outgive God, right?
There you Amen. Go. There you go. Well, John, we're
fish, because Jonathan, I saw this real quick. I saw you swing a golf club. I'm hoping that you can cast a mullet. Oh, did I say that?
You did say that. You did say that.
I'm bad too. So it doesn't matter.
It's been a long time since I've had fish fingers, but you know, I don't mean to eat. I mean smelling fingers that smell like fish. But I'm in for that. I'm totally in for that, John. Listen, we thank God for you, and thank you for sharing with us the aspect of God's ability and desire to restore. It is an awesome principle. He is a way maker. And someone may be listening today. Please lead us in prayer. Someone needs to come back home. Someone needs to make a phone call today. Give your number out, John. Somebody needs to do it, or they know someone that needs to do it. Do it right now on this last day.
772-285-5828. Please make the call. Make a text. If you're a sibling, if you're a mom, if you're a grandma, and you got someone that really needs a little push in that area, please. You know, this is all anonymous. Nobody's going to get your nobody's going to know your business. But anyway, we just thank you, Lord, for everything
thank
you showed
you,
me in another successful outreach that a whole lot of people helped us put on. And we just thank you for the year of 2025. We're coming out on a winning streak because we woke up this morning. We just thank you for Amen. Everything that you give us, and we know that you got more coming in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy New Year, John. We love you and love your ministry.
You,
love all the people you reach out to. We'll be in touch all through the year.
See you soon.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I do have a great report for those who need to get into a shelter tonight, because Martin County –